Day 8. Hi again. Most people are as happy as they condition themselves to be. And what is true happiness? Through advertising, society has created the myth that we can buy happiness. According to this myth, happiness comes from outside the individual. In reality, however, things are quite different. True happiness can only come from within. A few years ago, we were consulted by a young woman, 27 years of age, who was 45 pounds or 20 kilos overweight. Employed as a journalist in the field of the arts, Jane lived an active social life and boasted an impressive circle of friends and acquaintances. Her life was a continuous swirl of press conferences, restaurants, nightclubs, shows and parties, which often lasted till 3 or 4 in the morning. She had gained her 45 extra pounds or 20 kilos in the 3 years that she began working as a journalist. Jane confessed to us that life in the fast lane had left her a bit tired. The first 2 years had been enjoyable and challenging, but now she felt as if she was just going through the motions. Driving a Porsche, travelling abroad, and dining at the finest restaurants had brought her pleasure, but not happiness. Despite her active social life, she felt lonely. Her life had no meaning. Jane had been married 2 years. Her husband of 41 had adapted well to her busy schedule and often accompanied her to social functions. They had agreed before their marriage not to have children. Although she came from a family of 7 children and had truly enjoyed her years at home, she did not want to have children herself because nowadays it was too great a responsibility. She knew many divorced couples whose children suffered as a result of their parents' separation. The high cost of educating in uncertain economic times were other reasons for not starting a family. She loved children too much to risk seeing them suffer. In any event, she concluded that her husband was too old. Jane's explanations were long and arduous, as if she was trying to convince herself. During the whole time she was pleading her case, we didn't say a word. She would raise objections herself and then proceed to answer them. At the end, we smiled at her. She stared back, a vacant look in her eyes. Half joking, we said to her, bet you €5 you'll be pregnant within the year. I'll take your bet, she replied. I don't want children and I don't see why I should change my mind now. Jane shed her weight with ease, dropping 28 pounds or 12 kilos in 2 months. With a gleam in her eye, she handed us a €5 note. I'm going to lose another 15 pounds or 6 kilos, and then I want to get pregnant, she said. You've won your bet. Jane had found the goal she needed to be happy. She had discovered it within herself. She would take up the challenge and live her life as a woman to the fullest. A year later, Jane gave birth to a beautiful girl who bore a remarkable resemblance to her mother. They were like two peas in a pod. When we met Jane and her husband at a party a few months later, she told us they were planning to have another child. This time they wanted to have a boy and would call him Jason. It was good to see such a happy couple. Jane's story illustrates that happiness can come only from within. Having children may not be the answer in your particular case, and we're certainly not suggesting that all women start a family. What we do suggest is that you look within yourself for the goals that are meaningful to you, and then strive to attain these goals. People are happy when they feel they are giving their utmost, when they push themselves to the limit and realize their full potential. People need challenges. When you watch thousands of people running in a marathon, you can see the suffering etched on their faces, as well as the satisfaction they feel upon finishing the race. A marathon is made up of housewives and businessmen, students and labourers, handicapped people in wheelchairs, thousands of ordinary people between the ages of 16 and 65 from all walks of life, experiencing happiness as they overcome the pain and exhaustion of their grueling run. We are all running in a marathon, the marathon of life. It is in overcoming life's difficulties that we attain real happiness.